Hi, I'd like to tell a story about something that happened to me. I was sitting home just the other day watching some TV when there was a knock on my door, and I went to the door to see who it was, and it was a woman with no eyes, and she had a stack full of comic books, and she gave me one of them, and she said, "Take it and read," and I took it, and I did read, and the story was so moving and compelling that I had to write a song about it. It wasn't one of your regular comic books. Rather, it was one of those comic books by Chick Publications out in California, one of those comic books that's meant to convert you to fundamental Christianity. And it was a story about a family, and a father's name, his name was Lisa's father. And the mother's name, her name was Lisa's mother. And then there was a child, a five-year-old child named Lisa. Lisa, pure as the driven snow, but she was driven in other ways as well. I'll tell you about that later. Lisa's mother was an alcoholic. She used to sit and knock back JB from 8 o'clock in the morning till she passed out at midnight. Lisa's father, however, he was a sinner of another sort. He was a sinner of a different color, if you know what I'm talking about. He was the kind of man who didn't keep his sinning to himself. Because he was a child molester. This was a man who abused his little daughter, Lisa, every night, every afternoon, every morning. As soon as Lisa's mother was whacked out on JD, he'd go up into Lisa's bedroom, and he'd start wailing away on this poor little kid, making that sound going, oh, waka, 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 baby, baby, baby. He was up there doing what it was he did to that poor little girl. When there was a knock on his front door, he tucked in his shirt and he ran down, pulled up his pants and answered the door quick as he could. And he said, "Oh, who's there?"
"Hi, this is Bill, your neighbor."
"Oh, hi.
Hi,
how you doing?"
"Oh, what's,
how's the weather?"
"Oh, the weather's fine."
"Hey,
but I
how
know
about
what
that
you've
Mets?
Been
There's
doing
something, huh?
With Lisa. But you gotta let me do it too.
And the mother said, "Whoa, I'm in the soup now. What am I gonna do? I gotta let him do it to Lisa or he'll turn me into the police."
"The voice of the destino."
"Okay, you can do it. You can do it too." And that's what happened. Upstairs, the two of them went. And from that day on, the both of them were doing it to poor little Lisa. But one day, the mother tried out just long enough to take that kid to the doctor. The doctor took one look at this kid. And you know what that doctor said?
That doctor said, "Your daughter has a venereal disease."
And that mother, she put two and two together mighty fast, I'll tell you.
And she got more.
She knew what was going up down there. She knew what was going on up there. And she grabbed that kid and she started running home. She ran home as fast as she could. And she ran and she pointed a finger at Lisa's father. And she said,
"You repulsive little shit, I hate you, I hate you."
And Lisa's father said, "Whoa, whoa, I'm in the soup now. She knows what I'm in the middle of Lisa." He ran out that door as fast as he could. He started making his way down to the bridge, just like James Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life. He was going to throw himself off that bridge. And just then, a woman with no eyes and a handful of comic books walked up to him in the comic book, just like the woman in my beginning. And she gave him a comic book and she said,
Just pray.
Just pray is what she said. And the next panel said,
15 minutes later,
and he said, "Whoa, I feel excellent. I'm going to go home and tell Lisa's mother about this praying stuff." And he said, he ran home and he said, "Hey, Lisa's mother, listen to this." And she said,
"I hate you,
repulsive." He said, "Whoa, shut up, you old cow. Listen to this, dry up and pray."
She prayed.
And what did it say?
15 minutes later,
she says,
"I feel great."
And Lisa's father says, "Let's call Lisa and tell her what's happening around here." They call in Lisa, and Lisa's a little scared. She doesn't like her parents too much. You can understand. She says, they say, "Hey, Lisa, we got some good news for you. We're never going to hurt you. Never going to hurt you anymore." And Lisa says,
"Oh, really?"
"This is Father with forgiven your sins, cause he laid his savior in. This is Father with forgiven your sins, cause he laid his savior in. Hey, oh, waka, 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 baby, baby, baby. Waka, 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 baby, baby.